an entire book on Dorothy Kilgallen's life, not her death per se, but her life. In fact, the way I understand it, there's like one chapter on her death, but the rest of it, fascinating things about her early years of newspaper, and of course her father Jim being a newspaper, and stuff that I did not know. I mean, we knew some of it from the story that we did that necessarily, researched so extensively, but there was a lot of stuff I did not know about stories that she was involved in, as her career developed.
She got that Warren Commission report, you know.
Yes, before
She,
LBJ had it on his desk.
that's exactly right.
Right.
And the I again, I was very much involved in that.
Bill, I was the attorney for Jack Ruby. And apparently, a remark that Mr. Bill I made upon Dorothy's death, in which he had commented, "Well, they killed Dorothy. Jack is going to be next." He got the only couple of interviews, as you recall, with
I
Jack
remember
Ruby.
well.
And didn't, were you the one that told me, or who was it? There was a guy from CBS, Marlon Swing, who called me one day after our story on Dorothy came out. He called me one day, and he was telling me that, she was working on that book, Murder One, but actually she was going to do a second book that was just going to be on JFK. Maybe you told me that too.
She was going to do a book. Her big deal at the time, right up to the time of her death, was a book on the Warren Commission report, which had all, but it wasn't on Jack Kennedy per se.
No.
It was on all of the players, you know. That was the thing she
And
was
that's the
working.
one that, there have been rumors that she carried stuff around. I mean, did she ever share that stuff with you? Did she ever tell you this stuff or what?
Oh, she sent me the Warren Commission report.
Wow.
Yeah, she called me on two different occasions. She said, "I'm trying to get a sort of a headline, not really a headline, but sort of a subject line." And she says, "I thought maybe you could help me with it." And I don't remember what it was or anything about it, but she would call me, and I did her as well. "What do you think about this? What do you think about that?" You know, we were very close.
But don't you, I'm trying to remember, how what your conclusion were. Yes, she took sleeping pills. Yes, she drank. But, there were some real serious anomalies that are very difficult to swallow. Where she was found, the room she was found in is not the room she would normally sleep in. There had been a
Well,
series
that
of
was her
incidents.
hairdresser talking. And I'm not disputing it. I'm just saying before I put a whole hell of a lot of stock in it, you know, I would just consider the source in this
The
case.
thing is, hairdressers tend to be like bartenders. They hear it all.
Oh yeah, Mark Sinclair. Mark
Yes,
was
Mark
his name.
Sinclair. And I can't remember the other guy's name, Charles somebody or other. That was the other one. But I mean, there was some really sloppy stuff, I mean, that went on around that time. It doesn't seem to me like they, I mean, they said circumstances undetermined. And she was definitely, I mean, do you remember one of the incidents pertained to you because there was that weird announcement over the PA system in the theater? Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah, I was in town.
And what was that? Something about Ron Pataki's keys or something?
At the Regency.
And
And
she could
I
never.
will never know what that was. I was staying at the Regency. I was in New York at the time. I may have even been to that version of what's that, you know, what
Yeah, what's
I've
my
written
line?
my line, because I went fairly frequently in town.
Oh, did you?
She liked it for me to come, you know, and in the evenings I didn't have a lot to do. I was not seeing plays at that time. In New York at that time, my purpose was not to see plays. I'll tell you what it was. Did you know I was a composer?
Yes.
Yeah.
You.
Well, I was in working on some music. It was one of two things, because they're two similar trips. One, Joseph E. Levine, Embassy Pictures. I sent him a thing of mine called La Notte è Dolce, which is The Night is Sweet in Italian, and he just flipped. He threw a party for me. I was the guest of honor, if you can believe that. I have no at the Four Seasons, and everybody was there. But that was one of the times that this could have been the trip I was in on that regard. The other was when Johnny Mathis recorded one of my songs called While Stephanie Sleeps. And we went, we, my, well, that was the only song I did with someone else, a very fine piano player and composer and conductor named Al Wasloon. And Al and I went in, and Dorothy arranged that, by the way. Yeah. And it wasn't hard to arrange because he was recording our song, you know. So getting us into the recording session was not difficult. It was not like, hey, do me a favor, you
Right.
know. And but anyway, I was
So
in on.
in other words, were you at the recording session when Johnny cut that song of yours?
Oh yeah.
Wow. And was Dorothy with you then too?
No,
Okay.
just Al.
How would
Now
you,
he
how
was.
do you spell Al's last name? I didn't know anything about that part of here. How do you,
Well, I only did one song with him.
yeah.
Wasloohn. I'll give you a couple that you
Yeah,
ought to
yeah.
try. One is a Jerry Vale song. He did two of my songs, but the one that was a big song was T, one word, T-I, second word, Adoro, Adoro. Now, if you go to YouTube and type in Jerry Vale Teodoro, you can hear the whole song.
You know, I have heard that song. I've just heard it just on my own. I didn't even know that you wrote that.
Well, you know, I had a lady friend. She was my sweetheart when I was at Stanford 104 years ago. And she, unfortunately, she just died. But anyway, she, when she heard that, the first, she said, I didn't know you wrote that. And I
Really?
said, well, I did.
Man of many
You know?
talents.
Yeah. Anyway, the other song is Give Me This Moment, by John Gary. You remember
Oh,
John
well, I
Gary?
certainly do, and I'll tell you why in a minute. But yeah, I sure do.
Well, look, write that down, and you can hear that whole song. And it's a beautiful song, by the way. Well, so is Teodoro, but it's a little three-quarter waltz type thing. But it's also like almost a lullaby, you know. Teodoro means I adore you.
Now, what kind of
And
background did you have that you were able to do songwriting?
I
I
don't
mean,
know
do
how
you
to
play an
answer that.
instrument?
I
I
just
mean,
started.
you play an instrument or anything or what?
Well, I write on piano, but I don't play it. I'm no pianist. But I wrote early on, I wrote a song called Lonely, Lonely Town, which a guy who is very big in the Southeast named Lee Caron, Caron. Yeah, he wound up the mayor of Cocoa Beach, Florida, by the way. Not as a result of my song. But anyway, he recorded it and it did very well, but only he was only known in the South. He was what am I trying to say? The Cocoa Beach, Florida
Yes,
was where he headquartered, but he played Atlanta and all of the Southeast.